This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Till I die.
Hello, good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, how are you? Welcome along. This is LTIDT from Leicester Till I Die. Thank you for joining us. And whether you're watching on YouTube or listening via your favorite podcast platform, you are most welcome. If you are watching us live on YouTube, then feel free to join in. Keep the comments respectful. Watch the language. I've said that. When do I ever watch the language? Do you remember that program, Mind Your Language? Do you remember that? Wouldn't be allowed these days. But do join in. And if you're listening on the podcast and you want to say something, then get over. Let me just move that down a bit. There we go. Get over to YouTube, LTID TV, and add your comments in the description below if you're watching it on catch up as well. Highfields is in. Good evening, Highfields. How are you? And Michael, David is in. Hello as well to yourself. Well, there I was. No football this weekend, I thought. It's international weekend. It's only friendlies. I'm not going to bother covering it. It'll be a nice, quiet, relaxing weekend. Yes. That went out the window very, very quickly. Let's be honest with you. Leicester never do anything by halves. As I put up there, and good evening, John, and good evening, Nate. Welcome to you both. As I put up there before, FFP, PSR, WTF, what is it all about? Well, somebody, we were hoping actually to have Rob from The Athletic on, but obviously everybody's done. He had agreed to come on, but then this is just exploding at such a pace that they're all sort of working extra. So we've got somebody better than Rob. We've got our own LTID TV financial advisor who's going to talk us through all the points and bring us the latest news and what's going on. And we'll say hello to Kate. Good evening.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right. The bell of the BBC.
I'm not a financial advisor, by the way. FYI, that is what I work in. But yeah, what a day. What a day. What a day to be a Leicester fan.
Well, it's never easy, is it? We know that. You know, we've been Leicester fans long enough. But look, it's just sort of gone. It's just gone silly, hasn't it? It's gone from one extreme to the other. This morning, we were being charged. Now, you know, where's Mrs. Vardy's lawyer when you need them? But look, it has all gone on so quickly. And I mean, again, I haven't had a chance to update it, but these are all the comments sort of as we were going and as everything was breaking today. Leicester City referred to commission by Premier League for alleged PSR breach. Very high chance of points deduction if charges proven, the BBC. It should not come as a surprise, said Owen Palmer-Atkin, your mate, from the BBC. LCSC remains willing and eager to engage constructively with the Premier League and the EFL. That's what Leicester was saying earlier. Sky, I understand Leicester's accounts covering last season, which will be made public later this month, are expected to show they exceeded the 105 million losses permitted over the previous three seasons. And LCFC will continue, they said, will continue to defend itself from any unlawful act by the football authorities should they seek to exercise jurisdiction where they cannot do so, as occurred earlier this year. I mean, like I said, that was how it was going first thing. I just can't get a handle on this.
No, me neither. There's just a real unsettling feeling about it for me that this is almost like using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. I don't know how this has escalated so much. And they're throwing the kitchen sink at us. And it makes me suspicious from the Premier League's point of view. I don't doubt at all that Leicester have probably breached the 105 million. I think we'd probably all agree on that as fans.
Yeah.
But the way that it's attacked and treated and exposed and it's all behind closed doors, it just makes me really suspicious that they're almost making the rules up as they go along. And Top will hire the best lawyer. He's got that, is it Nick DeMarco or something? I've just read. Yes. The best lawyer involved. And he will take you to it. I'm not saying at all, I'm not here to protest Leicester's innocence in terms of rule breaking, but I am here to say, well, if you make the rules and set the laws of the game, you have to act lawfully. And if you don't, you're unethical and you may as well go home.
Yeah. Hi to Scott. He's just come in. He's going to say, he said it's been devastating. We can't sign players. And we'll come on to that in a moment. It's great. I mean, I'll take that ban anytime. Can't sign players when we're not in a transfer window.
The sky is blue. Breaking news. Yeah. You can't sign players outside the transfer window. Brilliant.
My worry is, as Nate said about Fataru, and I've read everything that I can see about this transfer embargo, and it doesn't mention that at all. So I'm not sure. Because that was an agreement before, are we still allowed to do it? That's, I suppose, is the argument they're going to do. I think the big argument is that this was voted on by the Premier League, and therefore, you know, because the Premier League will say, well, we're only doing what the clubs voted for. We weren't in the Premier League when this was voted for, this fast tracking and what have you. And even with the fast tracking, they probably couldn't have done it this season, because you appeal and it would have been more than 10 weeks. So it wouldn't have affected this season. And I don't think you can really start applying points deductions retrospectively even.
That's a mix of words, isn't it?
I must stop watching those funny channels.
Stop watching Channel 5, Chris.
Exactly. But no, look, we weren't in the Premier League then, so surely that doesn't apply to us.
Well, I think this is the issue. Like, it's all right throwing the rule book and having a strop and kind of forcing the issue from the Premier League and EFL's point of view. But I don't really understand how they can enforce something when we're not in the league. And I think what's triggered it a bit is us getting out of doing that business plan a month or so ago. I think that really irked them. I think that really peed them off. And I think the EFL have turned to the Premier League and said, well, we can't get them. You have a go. And it may well be that there's a loophole again that Leicester have exposed. Again, I'm not here to protest our innocence. I think we have breached. The reasons why we have breached, we can argue about till the cows come home, because the fact of the matter is we don't know the ins and outs of the finances. We never really will in terms of the decision making. But I just, it just doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't, it's so premature. The accounts haven't been released.
How can you judge? It's like saying you failed your driving test, but you said, well, I haven't got in the car yet.
Yeah.
Until you produce those figures. And like you say, I'm not protesting our innocence. We know we've been there before. We've got history of breaking FFP rules. And I'm sorry, you've any club, and you know, not just us, but Forest have done it. Who knows who's done it? I'm sure there's a lot of stones that are going to be turned over. I do think, like you say, we found not necessarily a loophole, because it was what was written in the rules.
If it's not written, it's not a rule, is it?
You haven't got decent enough lawyers to check these things out, then our lawyers will take advantage of it. Of course they will. I think we were saying before was just wait until the figures, because everybody's saying it's more than the 40 million that Everton were
in breach of.
A breach of, thank you. I'll start the sentences, you finish them. I was going to say from me to you, but it's from me to me now, isn't
it? Good night from him.
Yeah. It's good night from me. So, we don't know the facts, do we? They're coming for us now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're coming for us, and I don't think any of us understand. It's such a grey area that they don't like to disclose for whatever reason, the Premier League, that the figures aren't released yet. So how are you throwing charges when we don't know if we've breached the 105 million? It doesn't make sense, and that's what's really rattled my cage today. I'm not really understanding what's going on here. And Leicester's statement, I think they've gone as close to disclosing what they possibly can without going over the line. And the biggest paragraph in there is, we reaffirm the club's position that we will continue to fight for the rights of Leicester City and all clubs to pursue their ambitions, particularly where these have been reasonably and fairly established through sustained sporting achievement. That is a paragraph and a half.
Yes.
That is... You're trying to keep us out of the big boys league. We're trying to get in. You're doing your best to stop us getting in. Poor old Forest didn't even have any parachute payments to pull on to help with their finances. It just doesn't feel right. It feels like I said, a sledgehammer to crack a nut. And it just rouses my suspicion. And the fact that they've insisted on it being behind closed doors, which is wrong. The fact that they're rushing it through, which in my cynical head is, are they rushing it through because they know a regulator is looming?
Yeah, yes.
And if a regulator saw what was happening, they'd be like, no chance. You've not got a case. You can't do it because you've not put these rules in place properly, or you've not done the protocol. It's like, I don't know, any kind of... court case where you know someone's done it or whatever. If you don't follow protocol, the defendant gets off.
Yeah.
It's all about protocol. If they haven't put themselves on the hook about it, then look how difficult we are to deal with transfers. He's so stubborn. And if we'll get 90 million for Harry Maguire, we will get 90 million.
Yes.
You pay it, mate. And the same with this, the stubbornness and the intelligence of his setup. They've got they're fighting with fire a bit, really, and they don't want it. If it was made public, I think other clubs could say, "Oh, hang on, yeah." Everton might be saying, "Well, that's what happened with us. We shouldn't be done either."
Yeah, well, it's interesting. And Rico, he says Sky Sports said Leicester City will take legal action. It does say that across the bottom there. And Duncan says we're getting done for not disclosing our figures on time. But this is the thing. We don't have to disclose, because we're not in the Premier League. We don't have to disclose them. And, you know, yes, if we're done for what we did in the Premier League, that is fine. But you're going to have to wait till we're back in the Premier League you know, until you do that. And we're not in the Premier League. We're in, you know, we're in the Premier League. I mean, in the Championship. It was interesting that, because obviously Craig, who comes on here a lot, is a Bournemouth fan, and he was messaging me earlier, and he said, it's going to be us soon. It's going to be other teams soon. How can you compete with these? And I don't expect you to answer this, but the question, and I meant to say this at the start, for me, the Premier League, and to some degree the EFL, but certainly the Premier League, are bent. They're con men. They are, whether they're taking bribes or not, we don't know. Allegedly, they may be. But it's funny that they've rushed through Forest, they've rushed through Chelsea, they've rushed through Leicester. They're not rushing through Manchester City. They're not rushing through Chelsea. Okay, they've got 115 to go through. To do them for 10 or 20 to start with. You know, I just like, but they daren't touch their beauties. The Premier League is a corrupt organisation.
Agreed. And how you define corrupt, there's a little asterisk next to that word. It's quite open-ended. It doesn't necessarily mean bribes, like you say, but there's a lot of unlevel. I don't know what the opposite is. Unlevel playing fields that have been applied each time. And I think what some idiot has happened to realise today is that, oh, shit, we haven't accommodated for in the rules of a club breaching the rules and actually getting relegated.
Yeah.
Because we breached last year, but then got relegated. So you can't bring in the punishment yet. And I think they've not realised that until it's happened. When did it last happen that actually somebody got relegated in the season it applied to, but it didn't materialise until the next season's accounts were finalised? I don't think that's been accommodated for, because the EFL can't touch us for stuff because we weren't in their league last year, and the Premier League can't touch us for stuff because we're not in their league this year. So there's a big void there. And I'm not saying that we're innocent, but if you don't follow protocol and you haven't got your house in order, you're onto a losing streak, because Topper's got money and he'll throw it at this. And
it's almost like
clever. That's a moot point, really.
Yeah, it's almost like the lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting
to say. That's what happens with money and greed. That's what happens. It gets ruined in the end, and people become undone because they've not been promoted or put in positions because of their ability. It's because of power and wealth and greed.
I mean, what is interesting for me is that we've obviously got reasonably good lawyers. I mean, you know, any owner of a club in the top two divisions should have the money to be able to employ good lawyers. And we know that he knows what he's doing because, we've obviously had him for a while, and we have, got out of the charge, you know, earlier on, you know, through this guy. Interesting for me is that Top is saying we want to do it in public. Now, if he has got a lot of things to hide, a lot of skeletons in the closet, the last thing you want to do is do it in public. You do not want to wash your dirty linen in public. And yet, he's quite happy to do that and saying, look, let's be open and let everybody see what's going on. And the Premier League, you go, or the EFL, both of them are going like, no, let's not, you know.
Yeah, it's confusing, isn't it? Because a lot of people have said, rightly or wrongly, over the past few months in particular, that they don't feel the club is transparent enough with the fans, that they aren't public about what's actually going on behind the scenes. We never heard the outcome of this so-called end of season review last year. But that's our history. We've never been vocal about it. We've been quite private. A lot of other clubs, and most other clubs, are private about that. But I think Top isn't at all worried about being exposed for breaching the 105 million, because he's in a group with many others in that sense. But I think what he wants to expose, which is kind of alluded to in that statement, is that with these boundaries and these rules, no one can break the status quo. It would basically say, look how difficult it is. It is impossible. Because I think when I listened to the breakfast show this morning with Aidy Damon, is it? And I was on there for.
You were on it. You were on it.
A couple of minutes with another fan this morning. If anybody listened to it, and they had on, they had a clip on before from a guy called Kieran Maguire, who's a football finance expert. I think he was on the show on one of the shows last night. And the clubs he listed that have been found in breach in the past are like your Portsmouth, Fulham, Derby, Leicester, Everton, Forest. The list went on, and it's all the clubs that have tried to break through. There's no big clubs in here. No. There's no clubs that are winning it year after year. Like, if Manchester City are found guilty of one charge or two charges or nine charges out of the 115, you can't turn back the clock and take medals off people, rejig the Champions League placings, rejig the draws, take those medals off them, take those financial sponsorships off them for winning those competitions. It's too deep. It's too many years past. And I think that's what would be exposed today. And that's what Top wants to do, to say, look, this is so mad. You can't not break the rules.
No. I don't know whether you read this earlier. While LFC would prefer the proceedings to be in public so its supporters and the wider world can be informed about the important issues of football governance that will be considered, the relevant rules require that these proceedings are conducted confidentially, and LCFC will therefore not be able to commit further about them at this stage. It's like, yeah, because it's a closed book.
Stinks, you know? Doesn't it? It absolutely stinks.
Yeah. It says here, the club further notes that at 4 p.m. today, the EFL issued a public notification that LCFC has been placed under registration embargo pursuant to the PNS rules. Now, these PNS rules, these are the rules that we haven't signed to, because it's to replace FFP, isn't it? So we haven't signed to those. The EFL is aware that LCFC has disputed the EFL's entitlement to impose this constraint, which is both restrictive and premature, with more than a quarter of the club's 23-24 reporting period remaining. I mean, like you say, it's telling you you've failed your driving test before you've even got in the car.
And you've done it at such a key point in our season, conveniently on international break, which raises my suspicion, because they've got time for this to kind of be explored properly during the international break. It's a really key point in the season for all clubs. It's the final home straight now that we're coming into. But the likes of Manchester City, Chelsea, Pep's on for his fourth Premier League on the trot, a record break. That's okay. That you can just business as normal, mate. On you go. It doesn't matter whether it's 115 or 1,015 or just 15. You have to. You could get a lawyer working on one of these 115 charges every day, one a day. That's 4 months. 4 months. Yeah. How long have we been waiting? A year.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
How long we've been waiting? Is it over a year?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
like you say, just do 20. 20 will do it.
Yeah. I wait a minute. Yes, in more than a year, I think, probably. Boohoo says there, we announced we are suing the Premier League and suddenly they hit us with a trade embargo, basically saying don't mess with us. It says here, Leicester City have been placed under a registration embargo by the EFL. So this isn't the Premier League. This is the EFL that are doing it. It's almost like the two big boys getting up to gang up on
them. They're colluding, I think the word is. They're colluding.
Do you remember when we won the Premier League? Not that we'll ever forget it, of course, but the rumours around the time were that the big boys said, this ain't going to happen again.
Didn't like it. Accidentally won it. Peed a load of people off. And, yeah, someone lost out in the Champions League place because of little old Leicester City. That's not acceptable, is it?
Oh, no.
Villa are going to find themselves in the same position. Sorry? Maybe not this season. Villa are going to find themselves in the same position. If not this season, if not next, it will be a couple of years. They don't like it because it's too much awash with wealth and greed. And you don't ever want to part with that once you've got it.
No. If we stand up, and maybe it's going to take somebody to stand up to the governing bodies, and you look at is this why they haven't gone over the any of the big six, because they know that they will just be tied up, and they've got lawyers that will tie this up for years and years. And I mean, I said the other day, sorry, it was the show you were on with me, I think it was, about Scotland. You know, they had the balls to actually turn around and say to Rangers, right, we're going to deduct you, we're going to drop you down to the bottom league, you work your way back up. And they did very easily, but it was four seasons when they weren't, you know, in the top division. The Premier League have not got the balls to do that.
No chance. They've not got the balls to do that at all. They've not even got the balls to attack one of the clubs for one charge. They've gone after clubs that are vulnerable, like Forest, who are newly promoted, Everton, who have got problems behind the scenes in terms of their ownership. The stadium was a bit of a hoo-ha as well, wasn't it? That they've picked on these clubs that I think know will bend over, basically, and do exactly what the Premier League want them to do. And if you comply, mate, it's like giving someone an offer they can't refuse. It's mafioso style, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, if you comply, we'll give you 2 points off, Forrest. Oh, yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. But you haven't thought, actually, do you know what? This isn't right.
No.
It's not right. Forest haven't had any Premier League money for 25 years. And they're punished for trying to... They did buy a small village. You can't escape from that.
No.
But they... So what?
If I mean, at the time...
There, you've got to invest.
I put jokes out. I don't know if you remember that old Conservative Party poster about Labour not working with the big run of people about 40 yards, and I stuck that outside the gents' toilet and said, "This is the gents' toilet at Forest," because it signed so many players. But why shouldn't they be allowed to?
Exactly. You know, if Manchester... about what Top can put into Leicester. Why is there always about what Top can put into Leicester? He owns the business.
Yeah.
He wants to put a fiver in, it's up to him. Like Joe Sheffield Wednesday, that guy's putting no money in, and look at the state of that club at the minute. Yeah. Or if he wants to put 500 million in, as long as it's legitimate, clean money.
But the football authorities, and let me clump them all together, the football authorities don't really give a shit about the clubs or the supporters unless they're the big six that are going to... And I know that the big six, I keep going on about it, when they do bring in the viewers, you know, nobody's going to watch from Australia. They're not, you know, they're going to watch Liverpool play Man United. They're probably not going to watch Forest play Fulham. No disrespect to those two clubs. Yeah. When we were in the Premier League, Leicester playing, you know, Crystal Palace. So we know that. But the idea of it is, why not just let them go and form their own league, join this European Super League, and we will do without them. But if we are standing up to them, as we appear to be doing, and maybe it will take a club. I mean, somebody's just said here, Duncan has just said, this could change footy forever, like the Bosman ruling. Do you think that this will actually get other clubs going, yeah, we support you, Leicester. Yeah, yeah, this, you know, we agree.
I hope so. It always takes one person to stand up in these types of situations in life. The football community that Top will be in, the owners' community, will be chatting about this, no doubt, and watching very, very closely what will go on with Leicester. And information will come out, because if it's a legal hearing, I think you can probably publicise it. Yeah, they'll be very interested to see what's happening, and I hope Leicester lead by example. Again, I'm not here to protest our innocence in terms of the actual official rules of the money, but in terms of how you execute that, put them into place, and carry the protocol through, it's an absolute shambles.
It is funny though that when you come to think though that. Yes, and I feel sorry for Forest because, you know, whatever we say about the rivalry, blah, 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 you do need the way that the football pyramid is what keeps the football, the whole football in this country interesting, because teams going up and teams coming down. And yes, I do feel for them, let's say, despite the fact that they're a rival. But you've got, I mean, and I read somewhere, and it just reminded me, I don't know where it was, that they're actually trying to get, is it in Germany and Spain that it's an 18-strong top division?
Oh, I'm not sure. I've seen
it. Somebody might answer me that or find it on the computer. And that they're trying to make all the big leagues in Europe have the same number of teams in the top division. Now, okay. I may be talking absolute bollocks there. I do occasionally. But I thought I'd read that somewhere. Which will obviously make it even harder to then get into the top flight. Because I'm sure then they'll make it, instead of being three up and down, it'll be two or whatever. But I don't know, like I say, how true. Somebody will tell us, I'm sure. Rudy, how you doing? He says, hopefully this will galvanise us as a club and spur us on to finish top. No pun intended. In a way, I kind of think it will, you know, because it will, you know, if Enzo's the man that I think he is, he'll be in that dressing room saying, right, we're going to fucking show him.
Yeah, I hope so. I really, really hope so. Some of the stuff I'm reading, fans are very angry and are calling for heads at the board and the mismanagement of the club. It's not the point on the table for me at the minute. What's on the table for me is that Leicester are being singled out because we've ruffled some feathers, and I feel a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great. But when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Siege mentality. Reading that statement, that's a siege mentality. And I am... Yeah. This is the only football club I've got. I'm not going to go to another one, am I?
No.
But you've got to... Come out and voice.
Well, I don't know.
Oh yeah, we won't talk about that.
That was actually the worst thing you could have said.
I was young. I was young.
You can change your car.
Naive and in love with Alan Shearer. So
yeah. But you can change your car. You can change your home. You can even change your partner. Yeah. But you can't change your football team.
You can't change your football team. And the very essence of why we go to games and why we love sport is because of the competition. And these types of rules and this behaviour that seems to have, for some reason, been so rare over the last few years. When you look at how many people have been into trouble financially with the leagues over the last 100 years, there's a really small amount. And then in the last 5 years, there's absolutely loads in that group. And if you start to take away the competition of sport, you've killed it.
Oh, you have, 100%. But do you think that's because, you know, 10 years, 20 years ago, we weren't spending 100 million on a player? You know, you could afford to go and take your family down every week. What I was going to say before, and then I distracted myself, to be honest with you, was that, yes, Forest and Everton have both been done, but they voted for this.
Yeah, they did.
Well, having said that, I don't think it's got to be 100%. It's got to be, what is it, 13 or something?
I think it's 14 clubs, isn't it? 14 out of the 20, yeah.
Again, but it's all secret. We don't know who's voted for it and who's not voted for it.
And, I mean, you'd like to think there would be some due diligence completed before they vote. But are they just seduced by money and the attraction of the Premier League and favours to vote for these rules? I don't trust what goes on. I don't trust it. I really don't trust it. And I think everybody, hand on heart, no matter what you think about the board or John Rudkin or whatever, you can hand on heart say that this doesn't feel right and this feels unjust. And we think being singled out. We're being singled out. I don't know why.
I don't think... Unless they felt they had a very good case, and they'll have been looking at this, they won't have made these decisions just in a couple of hours. you know, they'd have had, you know, from going back to when, you know, a few weeks ago when they said about, you know, we were going to be done then and we got out of it, they will have been having these lawyers reading every dot and comma to see, you know, what apply, what doesn't apply. And as I said earlier, there's no way that they would be doing this if they did not feel they had got the strongest case at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly my view. And it doesn't matter what you think about how the board, whether the board should have bought Vestergaard or what signings we've done. That's been and gone. It's done. And that, yeah. I said earlier on, I think it was Twitter, it's going to, because it's a 3-year rolling period all the time, it will take 3 years to wash it out. So you can say, oh, we've not learned our mistakes from last season. We weren't going to, because last season will still screw us for the next two seasons following, because it's a 3-year rolling period. You can't wash it out quickly, which again is a real stigma on it. Mm. I'm just not comfortable with it.
Where does it go from here? I mean, do you, and there's no point us looking back, like you say, what has been done is done, and whatever you say, whether it's, you know, somebody out there were going, oh, this is all John Rudkin's fault, because they always blame Rudkin for everything. He doesn't get any blame when we do any credit when we're doing well, but he gets blamed for everything. But at the end of the day, if he was doing a bad job, Top would have sacked him. Same with Susan Whelan, and I've done shows on here blaming Susan Whelan and what have you, but the book stops at the Top and it stops with Top. He's running a multi-billion pound business, so he has a bit of an idea about, you know,
about what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. But going in now, would you sooner us get promoted?
Oh, you've frozen.
But start with a minus. Frozen? Am I back?
You're back. You're back.
I'm back. From outer space, just turn around. I'll be back. Would you sooner start the Premier League next season with a points deduction, or not go up and have a points deduction in the Championship?
I'd rather go up and have the points deduction, definitely, because I think if we stay down here, we'll get a points deduction. The EFL will be all over us, all over us. And it could make it very difficult. I think we said this at the beginning of the season anyway, the first chance of asking of getting promoted is great, but going into a second season is a completely different beast. You've got to retain players, re-sign players when you're doing your second season in this league. It was all on the golden promise this year that we will get promoted and we will get back in there, and we've got an amazing manager. It's hard to sell that twice. So that's my worry. I do want, as much as there's a lot I loathe about the Premier League, I've not missed it. I think for the good of the club, we do need to be back up there from a financial perspective and to, you know, try and go again and hopefully stay up.
I mean, I'm not as popular on the BBC as you were, but of course, I did actually go on Talk TV on the Saggers Sunday Evening Football Show, and he said to me, I'm a name dropper, he said to me, like, you know, have you missed the Premier League and do you want to get back? And as I said there, yes, you want to be back, not because it's the Premier League, but just because it's the top league, you know, whatever it was called, whatever incarnation it's in. That said, I've absolutely loved being in the Championship, winning games, no VAR, you know. But yes, that's where you want to be. Obviously, it is. And I did have another question that I was going to ask you, and I can't think what it is now. But
feelings about being promoted and what we've not missed about the Premier League is just, it's going to gather momentum and gather pace over the years with other clubs, not just us, not just our fans. Like the Bournemouth fan obviously can empathise quite a lot. You just feel a bit like, why do I bother?
Yes.
Why do I bother? What's the point? Sport's supposed to be competitive, and there's always the favourites, and there's always the big boys, there's always the little boys, and there's always the heavyweights in any kind of sport. Always, that's what sport's about, getting to the very top and being the best you can be. But in other sports, you know, even like NFL, the money's, it's fair. It's a level playing field. It's a fair crack for everybody at it. And if you happen to get a rich owner, then so be it.
Exactly. That's my thought. You know, I mean, why? You know,
I
why?
Got a point there. I can see he's got a point. Yeah, I understand. I get that as well.
Yeah. And you're allowed to disagree. Like you say, just let everybody spend whatever they can afford. And if Manchester City, I mean, you know, I can remember, because I'm an old git, I can remember pre-Ferguson at Manchester United. And believe it or not, if there's any Manchester United fans in, there was a Manchester United before Ferguson. I know most of you are probably too young to even consider that, but there was. And do you know what? Manchester United were probably crap, is the only word to describe them. Liverpool were the dominant team. They were winning Europe. They had Shankly, they had Paisley, they had Evans. They were winning everything. And you know what? They won fairly. If they lost, they came out and said that the other team was better. But you know what Man United did? Man United used to buy so many good individual players because they were Man United and they could afford to. And yet they won a couple of FA Cups. Buying the best player doesn't always mean, and they used to go out and buy players, I believe, this is allegedly, just to stop other teams getting them. But there's no point buying a player, no matter how good he is, if he's not going to fit into your style of play. But no, they just wanted to go out and buy, they had to have the best players, you know, and it doesn't. So Manchester City could go out, and yes, they've got a good manager now. What are they going to do when Pep leaves? Really? You know, they're gonna, I think, be like a Manchester United. And, you know, despite they having all that money, we saw that they can be beaten because we did it. But just let teams do what they can afford to. Because for some teams, all right, look, we won that. We never thought we'd win that in a million years. But if we go up and we just float around 10th, 11th, 12th every year, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would. But you just want a healthy competition. Like, I just want a healthy competition. Us winning the league, as much as it really annoyed and frustrated some of the big boys, there wasn't a fan that didn't approach me in the street from other clubs that were like, oh, God, you guys have just made my football season that much better. Yeah. I went to the Euros that year in 2016 after we won the league. The amount of fans that came up to us because I wore my Vardy's having a party T-shirt.
Yeah.
The amount of fans that came up to me and were like, it was great. We absolutely loved it. Leicester are my second team because it's different. Yeah. It's competition. Yeah. It's a mix. It's unpredictable. That's why you love sport. And the Premier League, I speak to so many people who've cancelled TV subscriptions, who've turned off from the Premier League. I don't know whether that's my age, but it's becoming boring and it's a concern.
We said the other day, didn't we, on the show, I mean, I've watched, I think, two games this season from the Premier League because I'm just not interested. I don't want to watch other teams particularly. And I'm worried that at some point, this whole golden tower that we've built up is just going to come crumbling down because the fans are getting bored with it. And yes, don't get me wrong, what Sky have done is they did bring football into the modern age and what have you. But it's funny that we never had any of these problems before we had the Premier League.
No, not at all. I mean, it's just made it an absolute money pit. And that's what is the catalyst of all this problem. It's pure and utter greed. It's awash with money. And when you're awash with money, you lose sight of reality. That happens in every walk of life. Every walk of life that happens, you lose sight of reality and your actual reason for being in the first place. If you're not careful.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened with the Premier League. They take for granted the TV subscriptions. They take for granted that the money is just an endless, endless ream of cash. And it's just not the case. If there's no top six, if there's no bottom 14.
No, exactly.
That's it.
This is a very good point here that Duncan's put in. And we'll start to sort of bring it to a close now. But he said, ensure each club has a bond secured. And this was something, and I watched a clip earlier from Talk Sport, and it had, who's the guy that used to, Simon Jordan was on there. It was the sort of the morning show, and Stuart Pearce was talking about Manchester City when he was there, and he was saying what a basically shit barrel it was, the trouble they were in before the owners came in. And Simon Jordan, he was basically saying, look, Leicester will get what Leicester deserve. And like we've said from the start, you know, whatever happens, if we've done wrong, we've done wrong. If we have broken rules, we will do wrong. But make sure, like you said, that those are rules that apply to us. But Simon Jordan said exactly the same thing. I think it was Simon Jordan. Put a bond up. Put okay. that money in. So that if you go bust, then there's some money there to pay for, you know, your tea lady and your ticket people and what have you, and put that bond up, and that bond is there for if you break rules, and then that money's taken out, and then you have to top it up again.
Yeah, like a contingency fund, I guess.
Yeah.
That's part of sensible business planning, isn't it, that should happen anyway. But what happens with football is it's so costly to run the club, that reality and the perspective is lost, because we probably don't have a contingency fund. We're not going to, if we've lost 30 million this year. There's not going to be any tenors in the bank, is there, that we've saved over the year. It's just all a bit wrong, like, and it pivots around the transfer window. Really, the transfer window is broken. It's broken every time. January didn't exist this year because everyone's a bit like, better not spend. And January's just for emergency buys where they're silly prices.
Yeah.
And the summer transfer window, nothing really happens till the last couple of weeks anyway. And we saw that with Forest's investigation where they couldn't sell Brennan Johnson. They felt they should have done. If they'd have sold Brennan Johnson for 50 million quid before the end of June, they'd have been okay. But at the end of June, the offers that were coming in were 30 million. Well, no one's going to take 20 million less than what you're asking. Who does that in any line of business? That's not reality.
Yeah.
So they wait till the end of August, they get the money for him. In the meantime, Brennan Johnson was in the mix of getting a new agent, which is always alarm bells. So there was money changing hands there. And they got screwed because it was 2 months later of their prized asset. The transfer window is not fit for purpose.
So, well, what is these days?
And then we've had Yuri. I think Yuri might be involved in our saga.
Yes.
Because if we sold him in 2021 for 30, 40 million, we wouldn't be in this mess. But he dug his heels in, said, I'm not signing. No one came in for him. And we lost him on a free. Prized asset on a free.
Yeah.
What world is that reality apart from football?
Well, I think that shows, and I don't like Yuri Tielemans. I respect him for scoring the goal in the FA Cup. But, you know, I go back to Harry Maguire. He knew Man United wanted him. He knew his contract was up. He signed a new contract that allowed him to talk to Man United, but meant that we could ask 80 million for him. And fair play and respect to the guy for doing that. Yuri Tielemans, hashtag dickhead, Belgian dickhead, didn't want to do that because it was all about him and not about the club that had made him, you know, what he was. Tony says here, yeah, all those players are going to be going out of the squad. But then again, we'll be saving money because they'll be on a lot of those players that are on very, very high wages.
Players is that the wage saving will be next financial year when they're not with us, but have we been able to sell them for an actual capital value in this financial year when they're out of contract? Say if we could sell Vestergaard for 5 mil, you're losing out on that capital value, that big purchase price ticket. The wage savings will come later, but they're kind of probably going to be replaced if we get back in the Premier League. You have to pay these guys to get them in. So we're not getting any capital value for our assets. And I just question
told everybody you were a financial advisor. You see now all these big posh words are coming out. Steve said, if you're not happy to abide by the Premier League's rules, then they should deny you a place in the Premier League should you get promotion this season. If you had watched the whole show, Steve, and I appreciate you've only just come in, but it's always awkward when you comment on something you don't know what you're commenting on. Because what we said was that these are the rules that weren't brought in until we were not in the Premier League. If we go up, then those rules will apply to us from that point forward. But we did not vote for the rules and that they are trying to charge us with. So go back, watch the show, check your facts before you talk, Steve. Okay.
And that's the whole loophole that I think they're pissed off about.
Yes.
We questioned it when actually they're like looking through the pages thinking, oh my goodness, where's that written? Oh, it's not written.
Yeah. Ant says there, yeah, we lost 120 million worth of investments for zero. Look, the problem you've got as a club is we chase the dream. If we hadn't chased the dreams, fans would be in here going, oh, no, we're not very ambitious, are we? You know, we finished.
We were Stoke.
Yeah, yes, exactly. A club can't win. What we haven't done is quite gone, and I felt sorry for Leeds, but they chased the dream, but they cocked it up
horrendous.
Hell of a lot.
Horrendous, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did my university dissertation on that.
Did you?
Yeah.
that's not a university dissertation. That's just fun for you, isn't it?
I know. They told me I shouldn't do football, but I did football, and I got a first in it.
Oh, there you go. Well done.
It was unbelievable. Their money spending was absolutely outrageous.
You know, so we haven't gone down that line. And I'm not disrespecting Leeds here, because I wouldn't wish that on any club, because, yep, you chase the dream and you try to please your fans that said, like, we need to go for this. Everybody would have been here saying, no, they're not chasing that now. And, you know, sat back. How many fans did we have coming on saying, like, well, we should be in the top four now. We should be in the top four because we've, you know,
The season after we won the Premier League, we had Hull away first game of the season, newly promoted, and we lost.
Yes.
And it went absolutely toxic. What do you mean we're not continually improving? That's what happens, isn't it? What do you mean we're not going to get better every year?
Yes. Yeah. Talking to Craig, which I did do earlier, neither of them, Nate. I'd sooner poke my eyes out with a hot stick than have either of them back, to be honest with you. At least we got some money for Fofana.
It'd be Fofana because he signed the contract that got us the money.
Yeah, but I'm so happy that he's injured. Fortunately, it's not life-threatening, but there we go. Allegedly. PSR is set up for the big six. Leicester upset the big six by winning. They're trying to make it a closed shop. Hit Forest and Everton, but not Man City or Chelsea. It's disgusting. It is, and as you said, Craig, you're probably going to be in the firing line as well. I've heard we are next in the sights of the idea implementing these laws. Well, we don't know. They pick on the smaller boys because they're bullies. You know,
how are you not going to get, like Wrexham at the minute, how are you not going to get from a non-league team that were doing poorly, that are now in League Two, looking like they're on for promotion to League One? How are you going to do that by being economical with your spend? You're not, are you?
No. Do you remember Rushden and Diamonds?
Yes.
They got promoted and they did quite well, but that was with an owner that had a lot of money to spend.
Yeah,
I mean, it's also absolutely the other way. Not Doncaster. Was it Darlington that had the ex jail prisoner that built a stadium of 30,000 when his average home gate was 7 or 8? You can bankrupt the club that way. Of course you can. But it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a very long weekend.
I know. There'll be more skeletons thrown out there, I'm sure.
I think there will. Like I say, I'm pinning my hopes on, and you can call me mad and stupid, and I would probably have to agree with you, but I'm just pinning my hopes on the fact that, yes, you know, Leicester aren't denying. They've never actually said we haven't done anything wrong. They are just saying, wait until we've got the figures so you can see how much we've gone wrong by, and they want to do it in public. And that, to me, is you don't want to do things in public if you've got a lot to hide.
Absolutely. And back top, people say our club, it's his club as well.
Yes.
He's got so much legacy attached to it, money, his dad, it means more to him, means more as much to him as it would do to me.
Yes, yes.
He's owned that club since he was 20.
Yeah. Fair play, Kate. I'm a Leeds fan and I'm pleased you got a first. And just feels like you are being punished for dropping out of the Prem, to be honest. Look, we don't know. The thing, what you've got to say is, we are the club that not so long ago was saying we want to sue Everton. You know, I mean, that was stupid, but that's what we're going to do because they stayed up at our expense and they broke the rules. Now we're saying, oh, actually, we broke the rules. Maybe that's why we didn't follow up on that.
Well, who do you know? Did that actually come out as fact, or was that just a rumour mill?
It was. I think it was. The club never confirmed it.
Either way, did they? No.
No, but they didn't say that they weren't going to.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not top style, is it?
Sorry.
It's not top style.
No.
Confirm or deny.
No.
But yeah, I just want us to get behind the club because I feel like we're being attacked, and I'm not. It's not the rules that we're being attacked for. It's ruffling the wrong feathers.
And I think that this might have done us a favour in a strange way, because it, you know, Leeds have gone above us. Fair play to them. They're where, you know, the table never lies. They're where they deserve to be at the moment. Yes, we've got that game in hand, but I'd sooner have the points on the table rather than the game in hand. But they might just actually galvanise us between now and the end of the season.
Galvanise me. I'm going to shout louder than ever now because it's really peed me off.
I can hear you when I'm watching it on the telly. I go, oh, that one's Kate.
I'm quite protective of our club. We've had some amazing moments and some really sad moments. And it's like, it's the only club we've got. So, you know, united front and, just back top. Is going to try and do the best for this club. It doesn't mean he's without error or without, you know, making mistakes. And he's not infallible, and he is accountable. He's absolutely accountable. That's the nature of the beast when you own that club. You paid a lot of money, you have a lot of money, but you are accountable and you are a representative and a holder of the club at the minute. We don't deny it, but I just back him. I back him. I trust him more than I trust anybody in the Premier League setup.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you know, we are part of the King Power Group, you know, so he's got those to answer to as well. You know, about what goes on. So, look, it's never boring following Leicester. I think we can say that. And you know, whatever happens, like I say, none of us here, certainly you're not, and I'm not, are saying that, look, we're angels and we haven't done anything. You know, we have got past form. All we're saying is just get it right, you know, and if we're not applying by the rules, that's fine, but please do make sure that there are rules that should be applied to us.
Yeah, and then just get your house in order. We need to get a house in order. There's clearly mistakes been made and we need to rectify that, but it's not done overnight.
No.
It can't be, or even in a season. It's not done in a season.
Yes, yeah, indeed it isn't. Kate, thank you so much for coming on.
Great show as ever.
I'm sorry we didn't get Rob on. I was hoping to get him on, but he's going on holiday.
Maybe soon.
Tomorrow, so he actually, bless him. He said, he messaged me earlier, he said, really can't come on. After all this broke, he actually sent me a message to say, now you can understand why I couldn't come on, because this is just breaking and going as we speak. He said, but I will have a word with Mrs. Tanner and see if I can come on next week. And you're on your holiday, Rob. Don't bother. That's not fair, you know.
So I messaged him, but we all know football's a religion and not a job, don't we?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, but you've got to have some time with your family. Bless him. We do love Rob Tanner. But, I thank him for actually saying that he was going to come on. And at least letting us know. So, Rob, have a great holiday in Devon, mate. Enjoy yourself. Kate, thank you so much, like I say, for coming on. Give everybody a shout. We're over 1,000 on Twitter. Let's get you more. Where can people find you?
Yeah, that was a big milestone. You can find me at KateBlakey40 on Twitter or X. So give me a follow on there and we can have some Leicester chat.
Yes, you might have to get past Dave, of course, who is your guard
Dave
dog.
Dave is my bodyguard.
Yes. And I'm sure there is nothing he'd enjoy doing more than guarding your body. But on that note...
He'll get cramp. I don't even know why I've hired him.
I sent that clip because as you've probably seen, I've clipped it and it's up on the thing. And I sent it to Kaylee, who is like, does all the admin work for the radio station. Apparently, she was in tears, bless her. She said, that is just so Dave. It's just a Dave. You know, but.
Anyway, enjoy the weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend and I'll see you Monday night.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye. Bye-bye. So thanks to Kate there for coming in. Bless her, because again, we hadn't planned to do this. We'd all, it was going to be a weekend off. We're going to enjoy it. She changed the gym and everything to come on. And bless him, I mean, Rob Tanner, to say, I'll have a word with the missus, see if I can come on next week, you know, when he's on holiday. So thank you for that, Rob. Really do appreciate it. Look, if you've got a chance, I am going to sort of do a blatant plug here, but if you don't mind, do this for me. Yeah, that's all we ask you to do. Like the video. It is free. It really does help us out. Subscribe to the channel. We do all this great content. And please do also press that notification bell and share as well. It all helps us in different ways. Thank you so very much. Have a great weekend if you can. Thanks to all the non-Leicester fans that have been in. All I will say is, could be you next. Could be you next. The way it's going, it ain't going to be Manchester City or Chelsea, is it? Good night. See you Monday night at 7. Hopefully, if nothing else happens. See you later.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.